Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
So as we start off, every and each one has a mystery locked up inside of you. And that's what I want to touch the mystery that is locked up inside of you. So there's a mystery that is locked up inside of you before the foundations of the earth. And that's what we want God to unlock. So one of the keys, and I want you to understand this, that one of the keys is that a prophet can unlock and speak to the destiny inside of you. Wow. And bring that what is in the future into the now. So that is why I'm excited about this church. Yes. Because we have a prophet in our midst that has the potential and the ability to speak to the mystery inside of each and every one of you. And I've been missing that, but I tell you now that there is no distance for the prophetic to move. And this is the church that will unlock the mysteries that is inside of you. And that's what we are going to be in a time to reveal these mysteries to you. So I want you quickly just to say that revelation is about me. Sure. That is the important thing, and I want you to keep that with you, is that revelation is about you. So Encounter is a revelation. This Encounter Church is about its members, it's about the vision that it carries, and it's about the future. So quickly, if you can, write it down. Say, revelation is about me. Revelation is about me. I want you to put this word on there. What is the word mystery? So God says that there is a mystery inside of you, something that has not yet been revealed. So the word translated mystery, and you can just see there on the bottom of your screen, is the Greek word mysterion. So just say it out loud. Say mysterion. And that doesn't mean the mystery as we know it, something that's strange or something that's weird. But what it means is, it means a secret. So I want you to understand this. The word mystery speaks about a secret. A secret is something that has not yet been revealed. There's a secret about you, and there's a mystery. Paul says that there's a mystery about you that has not yet been revealed. That has not yet been revealed to you. And we need that mystery to be revealed. So the word mystery, mysterion, it means secret. Tell your neighbor, tell your people in your room there. If you're watching alone, just tell the Holy Spirit and tell him that there is a secret about me that needs to be revealed to me. So I want us to go to 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. And if you can get that on for us quickly, get your Bibles out. 1 Samuel 10, verse 6. So this is profound, and I want to explain this to you. It says, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you. So Samuel is talking to Saul, and he's saying to him, then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with him and be turned into another man. What is he talking about? What is he talking about? He's saying to Saul, Samuel is talking to Saul, and he's saying that when you go there, by the power of the Holy Spirit, something is going to happen. You're going to be turned into another man. Into what man? What is he saying? He's saying that there are two people inside of you. One that is from this world and one that is from a heavenly world. So if you actually look at what it said in the original translation, he was saying that you will be turned into the other man. So I want you to understand that there is another man, a other man inside of you. So inside of me, I have Marie that is connected to this world. But then there is a mystery about me that is connected to a heavenly world. Somebody else that is inside of me. The perfect man that is inside of me. It is a man without fault, a man with dominion that is inside of me. And I have to have access to that man. Do you want to have access to the other man that is inside of you? I want you quickly to comment and say, if you want access to the mysterion, to the mystery, to the secret man that is inside of you, because it is, you can access that. So what's happening is Samuel, who is the prophet, he's speaking to Saul, and suddenly by his prophetic word and by his utterance, he is speaking and he's drawing out the other man out of Saul. I hope that this is making sense to you. By the prophetic and by the prophet that is in this house, there is, he can access and speak to the other man inside of you.
Wow. Yes, yes.
And suddenly, you will turn into the other man.
Receive.
I want to show you something profound. So in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1 and 2, I want you guys to get your Bible open quickly to 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Is that on the board? All right. So this is what Paul is saying. He's writing here and he's saying, it is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations. You can see there that he's actually making distinction between visions and revelations. Then he says, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Wow. Then hear these words. He's saying this. He says, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body, I don't know, or whether out of the body, I don't know. God knows. Such a one was caught up in the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I don't know. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
Wow.
So what it's saying in the MEV translation, it says that he was hijacked into paradise.
Sure.
All right, so what is he talking about? Paul says that I knew a man 14 years ago. I saw a man. He saw himself in the future. He met himself. He met the other man that Saul, that Samuel was talking about. He met the other man that was in the future 14 years earlier.
Wow.
So he didn't know who this man was because he didn't have the revelation of that is me in the future. I want you to be able to meet yourself in the future, the other man. That is what he's talking about. And then he says he met himself. He met the heavenly man. He met the other man. He says this. He says, and I heard inexpressible words.
Sure.
It's things that he couldn't utter right now in that time because it was stuff that came from the future.
Wow.
Are you able to see yourself, the other man, in the future?
Wow, come on.
Are you able to see yourself in the future? I want to tell you that Prophet Leon has seen this church.
Yes.
In the future.
It's true.
He's seen each and every one of you already in the future. I am excited about that.
Yes.
I'm excited about the fact that there is a mystery inside of me. Come and on. I have the ability to access that other man.
Come on.
You must understand that there is a you of the spirit and a you of this world.
Sure.
But that you of the spirit needs to be revealed unto you. And in this church, it is possible.
Amen.
In this church, it is possible. You have to understand that God will reveal the spiritual you to you by revelation.
Yes.
So what is revelation? I want you guys to write this down. We have it down on the bottom of the screen as well.
Yes.
What is revelation? And
sure.
I'm going to read this slow to you. It is a sudden impelling force or action. Write it down quickly. It is a sudden impelling force or action that drives you forward and induces motion. So revelation will always move you forward. Revelation will induce motion. So if you find yourself at the place where you are stagnant,
yes. Sure.
You must understand that you are empty of revelation. You cannot be stagnant in a church that is from the prophetic.
It's so true.
This church has been born out of revelation. It has been born from a prophetic voice.
Yes, yes, yes.
You cannot be stagnant. And if you are stagnant, you need to tap into the revelation that comes from this pulpit. Revelation drives you. It is something that impels you. It's something that creates spiritual motion inside of you. If you feel that you're stagnant, there's a lack of revelation. That's why you see so many churches that that are stagnant, because they lack revelation. Yes, yes. They lack the prophetic. And then everybody wants to shoot down the prophetic. But we need the prophetic to be able to move from one state to another state, because the prophetic is always moving.
Wow. This is good.
The prophetic is always moving. What a joy to be connected to this church.
Amen.
What a joy to be connected to something that I know that is moving forward,
Amen.
That has a motion that that is moving forward. So how does this happen? Which increases expression. Remember we said it's a sudden impelling force or action that drives you forward and induces motion, which increases expression by inactivating the negative control system, which in turn activates the positive control system. So you will find that there's two control systems inside of you.
Wow.
The one is the positive and
yes.
the one is the negative.
Sure.
And the negative is always stimulated.
Yes.
You will find that
sure.
in speech. You will find that on Facebook. You will find that in the news. You might find that on social media. But then God comes, and then when He speaks to you,
yes.
a word of revelation, it inactivates the negative control system and puts and activates the,
wow,
the positive
on.
Control system
come
so
on.
That it can move you forward. So we're going to talk about the language of God. You need to hear me now. We're going to talk about the language of God. I hope that you've already put your mind to it and made it up for yourself. What is the language of God? What is God's speech? Because God's speech will talk to the positive side of you.
Come on.
And you have to recognize it.
Sure.
And I know that in this church, we hear God's voice. So God gives you a revelation, and it activates the positive control system inside of you and inactivates the negative control
wow.
system. God always speaks to the positive control system. All right, I hope that you're still with me.
Pastor Marie, as you are busy, Tanya just commented saying, what a privilege it is to be connected to encounter.
What a
yes,
privilege
yes.
it is. I tell you now,
Amen.
It's a privilege. It's an honor. Every morning that I get up, I say,
yes.
God, it's a privilege to be in this house.
Come
it's
on.
A privilege to be connected to,
oh,
to
yes.
this house. So when God speaks to us, you might have said to yourself or told somebody a story and said, you know, God spoke to me and this is what He said. But actually what happens is that God brings you a truth.
Sure.
So what happens is a truth being revealed to you at the right time, at the right place, in the right season, right now, so that we can bring it forth into existence.
Come on.
I want you to write this down, because God will give you a truth and He needs you to bring that truth into existence. He needs you to have expression of that truth, and you will see how God will move. This is God's speech. This is God's language. I want you to write that down. This is God's speech. This is His language. He wants to give you revelation, and then He puts the revelation inside of you, and He waits up until you give that revelation expression. And when you give that revelation expression, you'll see how God moves in your life.
Wow. Come on.
I want you to quickly put, just share this broadcast as we go on, talking about revelation. Revelation comes to us so that we can bring it into existence in time and space.
Wow.
God needs you to bring revelation onto this earth. That's how he has designed it. Every one of us has a mystery inside of us. And what He does is He gives us revelation of that mystery, and then He expects us to give it an expression.
Yes.
And you will see how that will change things. You might ask, but bring what into existence? What does He have to bring into existence? What do I have to bring into existence? It is a truth. I want you to write that down. It is a truth. It's something new. It's something new. So what is revelation? I'm going to quickly give you the definition of revelation. So the Greek word for revelation is apokalyptine or apokalypto. And what does that mean? And you have to catch this. You're going to catch it
yes.
now. Just say, snatch it. I catch this word. I snatch this word. So apu, it means away or separate, to be removed. Kalyptine means to cover or veil. So what does revelation mean? Revelation means to remove the veil and reveal.
Wow.
It doesn't mean that there hasn't been, the secret hasn't been there. The secret has always been there. But suddenly there is an impulse. Suddenly there is an access that you had. Sure. There's an opening up of the veil. And you have the ability to see the secret that is inside of you. Amen. So what is being revealed or unveiled? It's a mystery. It's the secret that is inside of you. Just quickly say that there is a mystery. There is a secret inside of me that's being revealed right now. To discover something about yourself that was hidden. That is what's going to be revealed. Paul discovered 14 years ago, he says, I discovered a man. I met a man inside the body or outside the body.
Sure.
It was something that was revealed to me. I saw a secret about me in the future. So throughout scripture, we can see how God activates the secrets.
Sure.
You know, he said to Jacob, he said to him that you are going to be a great nation.
Yes.
It is an activation. It's an opening up. It's a revelation. It's an apocalyptine. God wants to uncover a mystery inside of us, which can only be unfolded when light is shed. When there is light, you will see how a mystery will be unfolded. For me, it's such a blessing because I think that our church is a revelation.
Oh, yes.
It's just being in this church, the words that I'm speaking, you picking it up. Prophet Leon has spoken about this so many times.
Yes.
And I know that it will connect with you. I know that it will find an entry point. So I want us to go to Romans 16, verse 25. And it says this. Now to him who is able to establish you. I want you to read that quick, to keep that in your mind. Hear what he's saying. He says, now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel. This is Paul talking. He is saying that book was my gospel. And he said that God is able to establish you because of my gospel. What is he saying? He is saying this. He says that each one of us has a truth inside of us of the gospel of Jesus Christ and a revelation that needs to be established and understood. And I know that you're going to be able to tap into this. He says, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mysteries kept secret since the world began. You know, Paul, he was at the right time, in the right place. And suddenly there was a light that shined upon him. And from that light that shined upon him and Christ revealing himself to him, from that time, he had access to the mysteries that was hidden before the foundations of the earth, that was hidden 1,000 years prior. And something is opened up. Something is coming out. Paul is saying, and I want you to understand this, Paul is saying that in these scriptures, in this what I am giving you, there's a prophetic force which brings something out of him, something out of you, which has never been seen before. So when you read any book of the Bible, you will see that there is mysteries in those books that comes out by you reading that and having revelation that has never been seen.
Wow.
That has never been seen. It's the prophetic scriptures. And that's exactly what we're busy with. We're busy with this word. We're busy with unlocking the Bible because there's revelations in that Bible. There's mysteries in that Bible that has been closed for so many years, and suddenly there's apocalypto. Suddenly there's an unveiling.
Sure.
I hope that you're understanding this. And I want to quickly tell you guys a story. What happened with me? You know that moment where you read the Bible and then you say, I got it. You know, you just read it and a verse stands out. And when I was younger, I think about standard 8, we didn't have cell phones or internet at that stage. And we had a little pharmacy at the corner of our street, and you could hire sermons from them. It was these VHS tapes that you could hire from them. And I had these little tapes still from Pastor Benny Hinn, and I will listen to it day in and day out.
Yes.
But I would read the Bible and, you know, nothing really makes sense to me. And then I was listening to Pastor Benny Hinn, And one day I just opened the Bible and it was like you see in a movie, you know, when you read something and then suddenly something pops up and they have this, it's like an animation. And it felt like exactly that encounter where I would open the Bible and the verses will pop up and I will have revelation after revelation after revelation. And what happened? It was a sudden impulse of something that was previously hidden. And now that mystery was open to me.
Wow.
And that experience is there for you as well. God wants to give you revelation.
Yes,
and
yes.
I want to show you tonight how you can access that revelation, how you can access this apocalypto. This is the key, is to speak it out, because that is God's language. And I'm going to get to that. What is God's speech and what is His language? Just remember that God is always drawn to His language.
Wow.
He's always drawn to His language. And that means that we have to speak it out. There's something that we have to do. But before we get there, I want to show you what revelation is not, so that you can understand, you know, and differentiate what is revelation and what is not. Revelation, and write this down, revelation is not repetition.
Sure.
It is new, it is fresh, and it's something that has not been heard before.
Come on.
You know, we have so many churches that that get stuck in religious revivals,
yes,
of 1920, and where they did a revival and a revelation that they received at that time. And then they take it and they want to mimic it and they want to copy it. And it's not a fresh revelation.
Come on.
It's not something new. It's just a copy. It's just a mimic of something that has happened 20 years ago. And that is exactly what encounter is not. Encounter is not a copy. I want to tell you that I've never found a church like this.
Oh, yes.
that does things the way that we do things.
Yes, yes.
And if you want a copy, you can go to somebody else. I see so many people that will copy us. We will do something in a week. After a week, you'll see other people doing it.
Yes,
praise God. That I know that encounter is the forerunner for so many things.
Come on.
We are not a copy. You can say that
Amen.
On Facebook.
Amen.
That Encounter Church is not a copy.
Come on.
So revelation is not a repetition, it's not a copy, it's not a mimic of something that has happened, but it's something fresh and it's something new. So what revelation is not, it's not the spirit of divination. And I want to tell you quickly what it is. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but you will see that a prophet has the ability to tell you stuff that will happen before it happens.
Yes.
You know, there's the spirit of divination. And a lot of psychic people will use the spirit. What will they do? They will go into a memory and they will get stuck there. They will tell you something, you know, that pertains to your past.
Mm.
That
yes.
is just, they will just use a memory, you know. And but what a true prophet and anybody that doesn't operate in the spirit of divination, what they will do is they can get detail from the past. And they will always carry a divine inspiration relative to a current situation or the future
That's
event.
So true.
They have the ability to see into your past and then take that and change your future.
Sure. Yes.
And that is something that divination can never do, because it gets stuck in a memory and it gets stuck in the past. But the prophetic and the true prophetic has the ability to give you revelation about your life and about the mystery that is locked up and the secret that is locked up inside of you. And, you know, it reveals to redeem. It reveals things to you to redeem. So I want you to be able to tap into revelation. What is the divine? It's having the nature of God.
Sure.
I want you guys just to quickly write this down. Five, four things. The divine is having the nature of God.
Come on.
It's supremely good and beautiful. The personality and the nature of God. That is the divine. Number four. The attributes and properties of God. That is the divine. So don't get confused ever by divination. Never get confused by any person that says that they can prophesy.
Yes.
They have to
yes.
have the divine inside of them.
That's
they
true.
Have to be able to change your future.
Come on.
I hope that I heard an amen on that. I know that we have had so many prophecies
yes.
or prophecies that went out of this house
yes.
Oh, yes.
that changed people's
That's
lives,
so true.
That changed their life. That is why this church is still there, because of
Come
the
on.
Fruit and the multiplication
Amen.
And the word that has gone out and gone before us to change our lives.
Amen.
So I want you to listen to this quickly. The Bible says this, it says this. It says, you shall not eat anything with the blood, nor shall you practice divination or soothsaying. What does that mean?
Sure.
What does soothsaying mean? We're still on divination. So I want you to understand this because this is so profound. Soothsaying is the same as some say. Some say is when I mimic or where I imitate something.
Sure.
It's when I said, no, they said that. They said something. Are you guys still with me? Some say. That's when I mimic or when I imitate something. So what happened here? Jesus said to his disciples, he says, who do men say that I am? And what did they say? They said, some say.
Sure.
They said, some say this and some say that.
Yes, yes.
And then he said, but what do you say? What is your revelation? Not what some say,
exactly.
But what is your revelation? And then Peter had a revelation.
Wow.
And he said that you are the Christ,
Jesus,
the Son of God. He had a revelation. At that point, there was a sudden impulse that moved him forward. I hope that you are with me. I hope that you can access revelation.
Amen.
Encounter is not a copy. This is a unique, new, fresh move of God.
Amen.
And
come
anybody
on.
That comes against it is still stuck in some copy or some mimic act.
That's
somewhere.
True.
So John the Baptist, he knew Christ or he knew Jesus as just a relative. And what happened? There was a mystery locked up in John. And one day when he saw Jesus walking to him, that mystery was revealed. And there was apocalypto that took place. And then he said, but you are the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Suddenly, this secret was locked up in John from the foundations of the earth. Before he was born, that secret was placed inside of him. And by revelation, that was opened up. And when he spoke it out, the life changed. Things changed on the planet because suddenly he gave a revelation that nobody has ever knew, that nobody has ever heard. Something fresh, something new. You must understand, when Isaac was with Abram, and Isaac asked Abram and he said, where is the lamb? That secret was revealed as soon as John the Baptist cried out and he said, here is the lamb. It's not a copying of anybody, but a sudden understanding of a mystery inside of you. I want you to understand that there's a mystery inside of you. There's another man inside of you that needs revelation. Apocalypto needs to take place. And I'm going to show you tonight how that's going to take place. I get excited about things like this because I tell you that this is just, it's going to change your life. And this is what encounter is about.
Exactly.
It's about encounter that you have with another man.
Come on, man.
The other man inside of you. As when people walked into our church, they have an encounter.
Amen.
And they see themselves at a place where they can be.
Yes,
they
yes.
see themselves in the future because the future is already in the atmosphere.
Come on.
You know, we had so many people that got stuck or that walked in with addiction. And when they walk out, they are... that addiction is gone.
So true.
And they just another man, change into another man. I quickly want to speak about the languages of God, the God's speech. Amen. And I know this is going to change your mind. So 1 Peter 2 verse 9. I want you to quickly go there. Open your Bibles at 1 Peter 2 verse 9. And it says this. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, peculiar people that you should show forth. And show forth means proclaim the praises. In another translation, it says the excellencies, the revelation of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. What does Peter say? Peter says that I have given you the ability to take the revelation about me and give it expression.
Oh, come on.
And when you give it expression, you have the ability to move angels. You have the ability to break every demonic force.
Yes.
Because you have the ability, he said, that I have given you a word inside of you. So that with these praises that you give revelation to and expression to the excellencies and the revelation of me, it has the ability to make me move. It has the ability to move God. Do you want to know what it is that moves God?
Yes.
David said that you put your praises inside of my mouth.
Sure.
If you give voice to the praises that is inside of your mouth, you will see that you will be able to move God. So what are we talking about? You have the expression of God's expression, and they must be fused together. You have your expression and you have God's expression. God loves your expression. He loves His expression. And these two things are going to be infused.
Yes.
All right, I hope you're with me. We are to show this revelation. So now what happens is, Jesus is addressing the Pharisees. And He's talking to the Pharisees. And in John 8, verse 43, this is our main verse. I want you to quickly go there. John 8, verse 43. So He's talking to the Pharisees and He says this. He says, "Why do you not understand my speech?" So why do you not understand me?
Sure.
"Because you are not able to listen," which means hear,
yes,
"my word." So what is God saying to them? Have you ever said to somebody, "I just want you to hear me. Just hear me out."
Yes.
I've said that so many times to people. Just hear me out. Just hear what I have to say. Okay. You will never be able to understand what God is saying unless you hear His revelation.
Come on.
All right. Do you want to know what God is saying?
Yes.
You have to understand His revelation.
Sure.
You have to understand His speech. You have to understand this. So what is He saying? He's saying the word, "my word." So my word says,
yes,
my doctrine, sure, my conviction, my revelation.
Mm.
Then speech is saying this, the ability to express one's deepest thought. So what is He saying? He's saying this, you will not be able to understand my deepest thoughts because you do not know what I believe.
Sure.
I hope that you're still with me. You will not be able to understand God and His expression unless you know what He believes. So what is He saying here? He's saying that if you do not understand my doctrine, if you do not understand my convictions, my revelation, what I believe, you will not be able to hear me. All right. God wants to talk to you, but you do not know what is in His heart. Do you know what is in God's heart?
Sure.
If you know and understand what is in God's heart, you will be able to hear Him. So the Word of God reveals His character. It reveals His personality. It reveals His attributes. It shows us everything about Him. This word He has given us to show us what is His character. And we've just been doing a series on how to unlock the Bible.
Yes, yes.
And this has been so powerful, because if you understand how to unlock this word that you have, you will understand His speech. You will understand what He believes. You
yes,
will understand
exactly.
His doctrine. You will understand His character, His attributes, and you will understand and hear and understand His speech. When God reveals something to you or of Himself, it induces motion.
Sure.
I want you to write that down, that revelation will induce motion. It will put you in motion. You have to have revelation. You have to have apocalypto. You have to understand the mysteries and the secrets that is inside of you, which causes expression and action. So what happens? It induces revelation. It induces
yes.
motion.
Sure.
Which causes expression and it causes action. Why does it cause action? It causes God to act. It causes God to act because the secret is His voice. The secret, whatever that secret might be, it's His revelation.
Wow.
And when you give it expression, it has the ability to put God in motion. It puts you in motion, progress. It takes you out of stagnation. The language of God is always drives you forward. It will impel you.
Wow, come on.
I'm getting excited about this word
yes.
because I know that I will have the ability to access revelation.
Come on.
I have the ability. Something is inside
yes,
of me
on.
That there is a secret
yes.
that I have the ability by the Holy Spirit to access revelation.
Come on.
I have that ability and you have that ability. I want you to say, I snatch it. I snatch this word.
It.
If it contradicts the word of God, you must understand that it's not His speech. Know the word of God. It is God-breathed. Read your Bible. Understand His speech. So John and James, they come to the city of Samaritan, and this city rejects Jesus. And these guys, they are known as the boys of thunder. And they say to Jesus, they say, "Can we just call fire from heaven like Elijah and consume the city?" And I love what the King James says. The other Bibles took it out. And the King James says this: but he turned and rebuked them. And he said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
Wow.
Manner of spirit means what kind you are of. What is he saying? He says that you have not received the revelation for the city. You have not received my speech, my doctrine, my will for the city. Do you know the will of God for you? Have you received the revelation for you? They didn't understand the revelation for that city, and God rebuked them. Sure. We have to understand God's language. Yes. We have to understand His speech. Peter had revelation. Suddenly the revelation came to him that He is the Christ.
Sure.
The other people didn't have His revelation. God puts that praises inside of your mouth so that you can give Him expression, so that you can talk about the excellence of God. And when you do that, you'll see that God will move. He places words inside of you that has the ability to move angels, that has the ability to cause demons to be destroyed. You have to tap into this revelation. I hope that you're ready to tap into revelation. I want to show you something else before we close. It says Daniel 10 verse 11. It says this. The angel comes to Daniel and the angel says these words to him. He says, I have come because of your words. I have come because of your words. He has given you a language that has the ability to move him. He has given you the language that has the ability to move God. Do you understand God's language?
Sure.
Do you understand His revelation? So that revelation will come from the inside. You give it expression. When you give it expression, there's motion and you put God into action.
Sure.
The revelation that God has placed inside of you can release vision, acceleration, motion, progress. You can never, never, never stay at one place if you receive revelation. God is drawn to the words. He's drawn to certain sound. That sound is revelation. That sound is revelation.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.